This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
5 saying that in the first Batman with Michael Keaton, as Batman Jack Nicholson as the Joker takes over the local TV stations with his broadcast.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that really would be a good way for them to go about it. But instead, we get this very elusive behavior and in an almost theatrical-like presentation where it's very hard for us to get any objective, scientifically verifiable evidence. And the same thing is happening with the poltergeists and other types of phenomena as well. And it makes me think that it's all connected to the same thing, because it all kind of behaves in the same way. There's different manifestations of the same phenomena.
Yeah, I agree. That's one thing that connects me, you know, where I love all things paranormal, and trying to decide, you know, are they connected? Is it, are ghosts actually ghosts that have passed on, or is it something that's between realms that is trying to contact us, or just trying to think? You know, I love to just sit back and think and try and hypothesize, you know, because of this, could it be this, or just going through it like that.
Well, okay, let's do a little bit of that then. So, okay, for listeners of the show, I'm one of those people who, and you were just talking about what people thought was possible and not possible. I'm one of those same people who think that afterlives, the way that we typically think of them as a continuity of personhood following the death of the body, is not possible. It just simply can't be the case, and therefore it must be something else. Mm-hmm. So I tend to, and maybe this is because I look at everything through the lens of ufology, that if we've got an alien technology or a society, civilization that is capable of doing things like telepathic mind control or making people think it things, or and then anti-gravity because of the way the craft work. I mean, we've got, they can levitate things, they can make things appear to be there that aren't there. They can do all the things that are necessary, in other words, to give the illusion of an apparition or a poltergeist or some sort of haunting. They have all the stuff there within their means. It's all there. It's just a different manifestation of it. So I'm thinking, well, okay, UFOs seem to be real. Those are picked up on radar. They have the technology. They can do it if they want to, and they seem to be studying people over generations. So why should we discount the possibility that maybe they're studying us using these tricksterish methods on us to make us think, well, you know, we'll put an apparition or a kind of a projection, some kind of holographic thing like an uncle that you said that you saw. It was kind of like an apparition, a mm-hmm. hologram. It was semi-translucent. Let's just put that down there and see what that causes this person to do.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that. One, I don't want to call it a theory because I don't necessarily believe in it, but something along those lines. Somebody was, when we were talking, I was talking to somebody about the fact that, you know, are we living in a virtual reality? And I laughed at that point, and I said, well, if you've ever played video games, then you know that the creators of the video games love to put Easter eggs in there. Maybe UFOs and ghosts and Bigfoot are Easter eggs in our virtual reality that we're playing, and it's something that you're supposed to go search out or something. But yeah, that's definitely a possibility that, you know, they have the technology. They want to see how we're going to react or how things affect us, whether it's UFOs or whether it's ghosts or Bigfoot or cryptids or whatever it is. It could very well be something of those along those lines.
Well, we have the technology. I mean, we can do it ourselves now. We can create, like I mentioned on the show several times, we can make it look like Michael Jackson singing on stage with Frank Sinatra.
Right, exactly.
So I mean, if we can do that, imagine some race that's, you know, even a few hundred years ahead of us. It's just sort of setting us from a social perspective. Well, let's do this and see how they behave.
Yeah.
So it becomes technologically possible and objectively possible, whereas actually living beyond your physical existence into some other existence just doesn't seem possible.
Well, the thing I wonder about when we talk about this is, when does artificial intelligence, virtual reality, take on a form where it's indistinguishable from life itself? And I think, for example, of the holodeck in Star Trek Next Generation and beyond, where they go into this large chamber and the computer creates a simulation of something in which all the people seem to be real. You can touch them. You can eat the food. You are in a real environment. And that's supposed to take place in the 23rd century. So a couple hundred years from now, in the 24th century. Now, at what point can an advanced alien race not just create virtual reality, but build through its building blocks an entire civilization, a planetary system, a galaxy, a universe?
Yeah, exactly. And there's been several theories out there, too, that our ancestors or our generations down from now have built this reality to see what life was like at this time, so that we're living in a virtual reality that's actually a copy of their past, so that they could see how we reacted and how we were affected by things back then. Almost the same way that scientists today, do a dig at an archaeological site and try and figure out, the mindset of the people that lived there, their religious backgrounds, their socioeconomics, everything. Maybe this is a way for them to look back using their technology now, and we don't actually exist in the way that we think we do.
That's absolutely fascinating, and people are taking that quite seriously. It seems like I'm mentioning this every show lately, but there was the 2016 Isaac Asimov Memorial Debate, which you can check out on YouTube, and we've got some real serious scientists and philosophers there who are taking that question very seriously, including Neil deGrasse Tyson, who hosts it. And I mean, if that's the arch skeptic of all things paranormal, so if those guys are taking that possibility seriously, well, then maybe it's not so far out there as we might think.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, it's definitely something to think about and to ponder. I know that what keeps coming to my mind is the videos from China where cities and giant people walking through the clouds are showing up over the skies, and they're getting video of it. Back to your projecting things, or maybe even a breakdown of the program that we're working, that we're living in. I don't know if you've seen those videos or not, where suddenly a city appears in the clouds above the town, and several people have gotten videos of that. Again, that goes along. It doesn't fall under a UFO. It doesn't fall under Bigfoot. It's something extremely strange going on, though.
But then again, I mean, if we're looking at the kind of technology where you can create holographic representations, well, yeah, it could, because I mean, even we can do that. We could project that up into the sky now, into the clouds, and make it look like there's a city up there somehow. I'm sure we have that technology if we wanted to do it. I mean, it's amazing what we can do now. So just think of us again, even a few hundred years in advance of us, all sorts of things could be made to appear. If you want to study the behavior of a specific species on a planet someplace, it'd be the perfect way to do it. Yet they don't want to get themselves directly involved, because after all, you don't want to insert yourself into the experiment if you're the one that's creating the experiment. And yet, like Gene, when you talked about Star Trek there, that was a really, really good example, because in one of my favorite episodes that involves that, there's this character, I think his name's Moriarty.
Oh, yes.
Right. And he realizes that he is a simulation.
You know what? Let's break it here, because I want to add some more things to that. Moriarty, that's, of course, the villain in Sherlock Holmes. And we got more to come with John Olson, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Star Trek's holodeck. So what happened, Randall, with Moriarty?
Well, Moriarty, of course, actually realizes he is in a simulation. He works it out in his mind. where he could, because he's smart. Moriarty's very, very intelligent. He's like a match for Sherlock Holmes in his own way. And they have to figure out a way to regain control of the ship from him, because he finds a way to interface with the ship's systems. Now, imagine if that's the case with our universe, if we were able to interface with the system somehow. That could explain a lot of paranormal stuff.
Yeah, it would. That would make a lot of sense, and it would connect everything too as well, if that's the case with ghosts or UFOs and Bigfoot and even you know, disappearances of people, you know, strange disappearances. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it even sort of makes an afterlife kind of quasi-possible, because then maybe all of our existence is simply data that can be put into a memory and recalled later. But then that just would make whatever comes later just a copy of us. It's still not us anymore. We're only us in our form now. Once we're gone, so what if you can bring it back from memory? That just means you're just bringing back a copy. It's not really us.
Now, if you remember Star Trek Voyager, they didn't have a ship's doctor. So they used the holographic equipment, the hologram, and they created the holographic doctor, played by Robert Picardo, a great character actor. And he was real enough to actually treat the people aboard the ship. He could serve as a real doctor, and with some electronic or supercomputer magic, take on a form where he almost had his own legitimate existence outside of that room.
Right. And by the end, you know, he's gained so much knowledge that, you know, he is part of the crew. And I believe they even have an episode where they have court to find out, you know, whether he has the right to his ideas or not, because he wants to publish a book and somebody steals it, the copy of his holographic book, and then they have to go to court when they finally connect across space to Starfleet, and they have court whether or not he's a sentient being or not. And
right, that's such a good episode. Like, yeah. Star Trek was so good for bringing up issues like that, philosophical issues that have social relevance into the popular culture. And yeah, as much as we get criticized for talking Trek or sci-fi on here, I think it's actually a really wonderful show in that respect.
Oh,
at
yeah.
least the classics were. I don't know about the new ones so much.
I haven't gotten to watch a lot of the new ones, but definitely the older ones, Next Generation, DS9, Voyager, and the original. Yeah, they had this great way of tackling just the ideas that were relevant to us, but using future tense to tell the story.
Now, I had a chance here to watch Star Trek Discovery. That's on CBS All Access in this country, and you get a 7-day free trial. There are 2 seasons, so if you binge, you can get your free trial
right,
and get to see 2 seasons. Now, this is supposed to take place 10 years before the original series. So you have Mr. Spock is on there, Spock's father, and an alleged adoptive sister that is never referred to in any other Star Trek series, except in the final episode of season 2, they explain why that happened.
Oh, gotcha.
And what happened. Also, the guy who played Spock in that series, mm-hmm. who's a grandson of Gregory Peck, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That guy is far better, I'm sorry to say, than Zachary Quinto as Spock. He has more of the character and the gravitas of the original Spock. Zachary
right.
Quinto just has the look and not
has
much more.
Look. Definitely. And interestingly enough, you know, we were talking about In Search Of. Either they have or they're going to relaunch In Search Of with him as the narrator for
oh,
it.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, at least to see what they come up with.
Now, just to point out briefly, there probably is never going to be a Star Trek 4 from the new movie series, partly because Chris Pine, becoming famous in the Wonder Woman movies, wanted too much money. They also wanted to get Chris Hemsworth to replay the role of his father who died in the first film.
All right.
But he, of course, he being Thor, one of the Avengers, he wants too much money, so that's up in the air.
Yeah, yep, I've heard that's on and off, so.
And I'll just mention one more thing. In the Wonder Woman film with Chris Pine, he is doing everything he can to behave like William Shatner. More so than the Star Trek films. Really, you've got to look at it.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it and think of that next time. So, and see if he, and see how that works.
If they were going to relaunch the series, I think, and I'd really like to see them do a spinoff from the earlier Enterprise that has Scott Bakula, because, and I'm not saying they should necessarily bring back Scott Bakula, but in that series, they went forward in time to where there's this builder race that's coming into our universe from another universe, with really the ships were huge then and a whole new type of system. I think that if they could pick up something there, it could be really, really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I love Star Trek and I love sci-fi. I almost think, you know, in a lot of cases that goes hand in hand in the paranormal. I guess it's your belief in the future and your having, you know, an imagination and just trying to delve in and figure things out.
Well, of course, and Gene, you've mentioned this a couple of times as well. One of the things that they've done with Star Trek, and is particularly in the original series and in the Next Generation, is they've taken a very humanist approach. So when I think it's Spock's brother goes off to find God at the center of the universe, you find Kirk asking, what does God need with a starship?
Right. That, by the way, was the lone episode directed by William Shatner. And for that reason, I thought it was a decent film. But for that reason, they trashed it.
I really actually liked that one, even though, yeah, it got really hard hit with the reviews. But I liked the idea of it, like you were talking about, of somebody who's fanatical actually trying to find God. I just have this personal belief where I consider myself a spiritual person and a religious person, but it's got to be separate in a lot of ways, because if you have faith or have whatever, then you don't necessarily have to go out and find God if that's your belief. If you're in need of finding scientific belief in God, then I think you're missing the point. And that's neither here nor there, but just kind of a thought of mine.
Well, there's a thought in mind, too, that some people believe in UFOs in the quest for a modern equivalent of a supreme being. More to come with John, Gene, and Randall. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Nova Scotia, a weakened but still destructive Dorian is toppling trees and cutting power to hundreds of thousands of Canadians. Officials are urging people to stay indoors until the storm passes. Earlier, over coastal North Carolina, Dorian wreaked havoc on the Outer Banks. Benny Lax is on Ocracoke Island.
The water levels rose so fast, literally, I would say within 30 minutes, we had 4 feet of water, and it just kept rising.
There was a storm surge of up to 4 feet there. While Dorian was a Category 5, it was the strongest and slowest hurricane to ever batter the Bahamas. On Abaco Island, many are waiting to be evacuated. This woman was waiting to be evacuated to Nassau with her children.
I don't have nothing but me and my kids.
The death toll in the Bahamas is 43, with thousands of people still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
In this segment of the Paracast, of course, we're talking to John Olson. He's a paranormal investigator who inhabits a small town in Utah. Do you go into the big cities at all, or you just concentrate on small towns?
The biggest town where I actually work is, it's about 30 miles away, but it's not really a very big town at all. I actually don't even know the exact size. It's called Logan, Utah. It's where Utah State University is. And so I go to the big cities when I have to, but I'm really down home. I'm kind of a country guy. I love the seclusion of the country. Right now, currently in the house that I have one neighbor to the left of me, and then fields everywhere else around me. And I'm so far north that the big field behind me actually touches Idaho. So that's how far north in Utah I am. Yeah, definitely. But I interview people from all over. And when I travel and do some paranormal shows and do speaking engagements, I get to the big city at that time.
Oh, by the way, just to mention the name of that actor, the grandson of Gregory Peck, it's Ethan Peck.
Oh, Ethan Peck. Okay.
Ethan Peck. And he's been in a lot of TV series in his short lifespan. He's like 33 years old, same age as my son. In case anyone's interested, like, as I said, if you look at the final episode of season 2 of Star Trek Discovery, you will wonder why this guy wasn't picked to be Spock in the new movie series. No criticism of Zachary Quinto at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Quinto. He's okay, but I haven't seen the Discovery because I don't get that channel. Okay, we have this really long post here in our question bank for you, John, because we have it. We put on our community forum for every show. We have a thread dedicated to our guests, that you'd be free to join the forum and comment on yourself, chime in. But what it really boils down to is that this person had some sort of odd experiences out in the Imperial Valley in California, and another one outside Raleigh at a place called Finney Lake. Have you ever heard of any of these places? Or
I have not heard of them in particular, no. I haven't.
He was just kind of wondering if maybe you'd heard of anything out there. I mean, California's got plenty of places where there's people have had experiences, but he was just wondering if you might just happen to know about something specific there.
No, I haven't, but it definitely piques my interest. I'd love to know. I'm always learning more and more. And when I do a show or my book comes out, I get a lot of people that contact me and they're like, oh, you've got to find out about this area. You've got to find out about this area. And so I do my best to do that because I absolutely love learning everything. So
some of your promotional material reminds me of a promo trailer for a TV show or a movie. Do you have any plans for a show, or have you had any offers from any of the paranormal TV show people to cover your story, or have you thought about pitching it to a producer?
You know, I would actually love to. I haven't had the opportunity to do that yet, but I would love to do a show where you know, we talk about a couple stories and then do a recreation of it, kind of a thing. I've always loved story or shows like that myself, and just to see that come alive on the small screen would be amazing. I would love that.
Yeah, I'm much more partial to the dramatic recreations than the night vision nose cams kind of thing.
They have their place, of course, but I, just having as much experience as I do, I try and tell people, just remember when you're watching the show, it's for, you know, where they're out there with night visions and stuff, and everywhere they go, they find something. And I'm like, the real investigators that I speak to that go out, you know, they can be in a place, you know, 3-4 times before they finally get some solid evidence that they're looking for. So it's just important, you know, to remember it's fun and exciting to watch, but, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Do you have other paranormal investigators in the region there? What, they're all over the place, it seems like, these days. Paranormal investigators, if you type it into Google, they're everywhere. Do you run across other people?
You know, I like to. I don't personally do the going out, you know, on the weekends and try and find stuff like that. I have done that, but I'm more of getting stories and talking to people, or, you know, talking to somebody if they have something going on in their house to try and figure it out. But in my travels, I've definitely run into all kinds of paranormal groups. There's a lot of paranormal groups in this area, and they love to go out and do investigations, and it's really great to actually meet and talk with them. I they're enthusiastic, great people.
What does your family think? I mean, your immediate family, your wife and kids, what do they think of your paranormal pursuits?
You know, they're actually great. My wife, I remarried about 4 years ago, and that was when I got married, remarried. My wife, I was explaining to her what I did other than my work, you know, before we got married, and she saw, like, the stacks of information from all of my people that I'd interviewed. And she's like, well, what are you going to do with it? And I said, well, someday I want to write a book. And she goes, well, why not right now? And she was great to, you know, help me, prod me along and get me going. She's the main reason I wrote my first book, because she was just so positive about it. My children, they've all had experiences at Grandma and Grandpa's house, and they're excited about it. In my new book, I used my son and my daughter for kind of stock photos for different things in it, and they were excited to show their friends. And like I said, my parents, they went from when I was a kid, don't talk about it. Now they give away my book to their friends and talk all the time. So it's really been positive through most of it.
Well, it's nice that it's opened up then. So it's no longer this sort of hush-hush family secret kind of thing. I was going to say, if there was anyone you might want to network with, as you know, we talked to a lot of people here who were into the paranormal, and one of the people that we had on recently is Brian Bonner from the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society. Really level-headed guy, you know, I wouldn't hesitate at all for you two to network up, and also up here in Canada, Morgan Knudsen as well. Two really, really positive people, but really level-headed. And if you're thinking of doing any networking,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I appreciate that. That's great. I definitely would.
So, like, if you had, okay, what's your most sort of vivid, most impressive experience that you've had in any way, shape, or form? Like, not necessarily just say an event, like a paranormal event, but maybe, you know, even in a personal way, like a transformation of, have you had any skeptics that have become believers or that sort of thing?
You know, it's, if you haven't had an experience, whether it's a UFO, Bigfoot, ghost, then you tend to be a skeptic. You tend to stand out and I've met so, you know, many people who were my friends that may not have known that I did that. And then when I talk to them, they fall into two camps. They're the ones that have had an experience that didn't tell me until they found out. And then those that, are skeptical of it. And I can honestly say I've never lost friends because they found out that that's what I did, which has been nice. But there's definitely friends that are like, oh, well, you know, I don't really talk about that, or I don't want to talk about that, which is fine. You know, we talk about other things. But a lot of people say when I interview them that they're like, I didn't believe in this. I didn't believe in the paranormal. I didn't believe in UFOs until I had this experience. And now, you know, it transformed my life. I'm a believer. I want to know more, you know. One thing is a lot of people will ask me, will you change my name? You know, I do want to keep my anonymity, and I will do that for them. A lot of people are okay with their name, and that's good. But definitely once you have that experience, then it seems to open up for you.
We've got more to come. John Olson, paranormal investigator from the western part of the U.S. with Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, John Olson, let me ask you, with all your encounters looking at possible evidence of paranormal activity, have you found any or many hoaxers?
You always run into a few now and again, but it seems like it's more along the lines, at least for me, personally, is when I see pictures or something along those lines that is obviously hoaxed. I've interviewed a few people that, I had a hard time, not necessarily believing their story, but just I have to go by gut feeling. But so very rarely do I find that people who want to share their story with me are making it up, or in the, you know, at the least they definitely believe what they saw, because I don't pay for my stories. What I do is, you know, if I put this, their story in the book, they get a signed copy of it and they're perfectly fine with that. I definitely avoid anybody if they're, that are like, I'll give you this story, but you know, it's going to cost you. I just kind of, you know, avoid that altogether. So I don't run into that too much. No.
Now, let's hit in our favorite topic here, of course, on the Paracast is UFOs, and I wanted to delve more heavily into that other than the possibility of where they might come from. Have you at all talked to people who claim to have been abducted by someone in a flying saucer?
No, I've never met anybody that's been abducted. I did interview a gentleman that him and his wife had seen a UFO, and In and amongst seeing the UFO and getting home, they had lost some time. And when I suggested that, you know, did you ever think about getting hypnosis or anything? They were like, no. You know, we know we weren't abducted or anything like that. But they were coming home from a wedding and got caught in a snowstorm. And as they were traveling through the snowstorm, they were traveling through a part of the land north of here in Idaho where it's flat, sagebrush and some farms, and then just some gullies here or there. And as they come around the corner, the snow let up a little bit, and in the gully not far from them was this UFO hovering in the gully. They stopped. He wanted to get out. His wife said, no, we got to go. And so they went on, and they figured that the travel time, even though they were slow with the storm, they should have been home at a certain time. And it was actually about an hour and a half, 2 hours later than they thought. But that would be the closest that it would come to anybody being abducted.
Have you read much about it at all?
Yeah, oh, of course. I've read all the stories and watched the shows, Benny and Barney Hill, you know, from the beginning, you know, on with all the different things with people being abducted. The gentleman who owns the ranch in Nevada that claims he has UFOs on the ranch and UFOs and being visited by aliens. I don't know if you've seen anything about that or not.
I was thinking of Bob Bigelow, that's why.
Right, yes, and I've read all I could get my hands on of the Skinwalker Ranch as well, because it's, you know, being in Utah, it's not too far from me, but that's one place I would love to go and at least, you know, see myself, but it's locked down pretty tight.
How about cattle mutilations? Do you have any of that going on up there?
Not so far north that I'm aware of. However, I did talk to a friend of mine who, when he found out what I did, he was from Colorado, near where all of those cattle mutilations went on, and his dad was a rancher down there, and his dad had cattle mutilated. And I said, well, what did the authorities say? And he said, well, with everything that was going on, he never reported it, but it was the same kind of deal with the sexual organs gone, lips gone, no blood, things of that nature. It was really kind of weird.
It makes you wonder if we're dealing with the same phenomena again, manifesting itself in different ways. There does seem to be a darker side to it. Now, your particular family experiences have been relatively positive. Mm-hmm. Have you run across people in your years of investigation who haven't had such positive experiences?
Yes, I've ran into people who've had extremely scary situations. I do interview people who have had experiences with Ouija boards or things of more darker side. I haven't written those stories in the book just because I have reservations about encouraging people to do that, just from my own personal, you know, standpoint. But definitely I've had people run into things that were extremely scary. I had one in particular in my new book of a gentleman. Him and his girlfriend were in Nevada, went camping in the Sierra Nevada mountains. He was not a camper, but she'd grown up doing it, so he took her just kind of to make his girlfriend happy. And in the middle of the night, he woke up to a really strange sound of somebody walking into their camp with a heavy rasp, almost like they were having trouble breathing, and sounded like they were dragging something. And he went to go grab his flashlight and knocked something off, made a sound. The creature ran a little ways off. He got the flashlight, unzipped the tent, and was looking around. And about 30, 40 feet from the camp was this creature. He explained it as almost zombie-like, pale, naked man, skinny, you could see every bone in his body, facing away from him with his hand on the tree. His nails were black. It was just, and he yelled out. He originally thought, oh, maybe it's a homeless person or somebody. And he yelled out to the person, what are you doing? Hey, you know, and he slowly turned his head over his shoulder and he could see his teeth were black. You know, his mouth was curled up over his teeth. His eyes were sunken, and it was the most frightening thing that had ever happened in his life. It was like out of a horror movie, he said. He woke up his girlfriend. His girlfriend saw the creature right before they threw everything in the vehicle, breaking the tent and taking off. But obviously, he was very in a traumatic state after witnessing this. After doing some research, I personally believe that it was a creature that the Native Americans call a Wendigo, which in their belief is a creature that's created when somebody turns to cannibalism, that walks the earth, never fully being able to fill its belly and kind of decaying as it goes. But so definitely there's some stories that I've got that are along the lines of horror movie type situations.
But that, I mean, there we go. That's, again, mm-hmm. It brings us back to this sort of theatrical nature of the phenomena where it's manifesting itself to the experiencer. In our previous show, we said it sort of mirrors the expectations of the experiencer. So what we've got is this creature that is, like he himself says, something out of a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And so you wonder, is it, you know, obviously, I, in order for me to have put it in the book, I believe what he was telling me is what he saw. And then it goes back to, again, like you say, what was it manifesting to him, or what was it? And they both saw the same thing, him and his girlfriend, as they were, you know, getting out of there. So it does, it makes you wonder what is it ultimately manifesting to the people.
And it seems to be doing that throughout time as well. So in years gone by, say, some UFOs took the shape of stranger airships of the day or something more primitive. And then as we move into the future, they start taking the shapes of things like saucers or spheres, that sort right. of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Very interesting experience. So how about we go through, you've got three books. This one was just released in August. Now, is it out? Can people actually get it?
Yes, it's on Amazon in Kindle form and in softback. It's called Stranger West is the new one.
Right.
The first one was Stranger Bridgerland, and then the second one is Beyond Stranger Bridgerland, and then, like I said, the brand new one is Stranger West. Right. And again, all available on Amazon.
So let's go through some of the highlights of all three. So in your first one, what would you consider to be sort of the highlight of that book and sort of its main theme and message?
So the first one was mostly local stories, and you know, it's called Stranger Bridgerland, and Bridgerland is the area in northern Utah. It's named after Jim Bridger, who was one of the original fur trappers that helped colonize the northern part. So they call it Bridgerland. The first one has UFO stories, Bigfoot, and ghost stories, but they're so localized because they're from, you know, my first experiences of back before there was internet and people outside of Utah knew that this is what I did. But there's definitely, like I said, all different kinds of stories in it. A lot of it goes through my experiences as a kid growing up and some of my children's stories.
Let's go into that a little bit more. More to John. Gina Randall, you're in
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.